But tell me about your animal rights work, because I wanted to ask you about that. I haven't talked to you about that.
Well, I used to join demonstrations all the time, but I don't usually do now. But there are many things that the animal rights activists do. Start with the being vegan. Mm-hmm. Mostly because the commercialized farms abuses the animals, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. so that it's not humane, and mm-hmm, mm-hmm. so we protest that, and also fur, animal fur and feathers.
I think that's an easy place to start. Mm-hmm. I mean, even if you can't be vegan, the ostentatious, the pretentious uses of animal products in society, you know, like fur for slippers and yeah. Ivory, of course.
There's, exactly.
I can't even imagine wanting anything made of ivory, knowing what's happening in the world mm-hmm, right now. Mm-hmm. Or just a crap. Half of the stuff that you hear about, like with endangered species like tigers and white rhinoceroses, half of it is for bizarre ideas in aphrodisiacs.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff doesn't work.
Yeah, I know. Some Chinese medicines.
It really
grounded horns or yeah, I don't think it would work.
And even if it did, you don't need that.
Exactly.
You don't need to sacrifice an entire rhinoceros to mm-hmm. provide male potency for 15 or 20
mm-hmm.
men.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even if it worked. So it's not even an argument to me. Right. Yeah, I think that's a good place to start.
Yeah, going back to far, and unless you're Eskimo with no civilization or something, you don't really need to wear fur in this.
No, you don't.
Civilized the lifestyle, but anyway, so that's one thing. And also, I do seminars for the people about how the environmental how do you say it? I'm sorry.
No. What? Oh. How do I say what? Environmental.
Let's talk about the palm oil.
Oh, yeah. Wait. What about
so you buy food or cosmetic stuff, uh-huh. and nowadays almost everything has palm oil in it.
A lot of
and
stuff.
It doesn't really uh-huh. say palm oil.
Well, it has some chemical name. Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. and palm oil is extracted by from the palm
fruit or
seeds. The seeds,
right.
I think.
Yeah.
And they deforest the majority of the rainforest uh-huh. in Indonesia uh-huh. somewhere around there, and then plant that palm trees uh-huh. so that they get that the most inexpensive oil in the basically.
Right.
But the animals living in jungles mm-hmm, mm-hmm. lose their habitat.
Sure. Orangutans, baboons.
Exactly.
Similar problem happening now in Australia mm-hmm. as they're making ranch land to meet demands for beef in Asia.
Right.
And China's just going, they haven't even really begun to hit the peak of their demand for meat. And Australia's trying to prepare to, pardon the pun, meet it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're cutting down all kinds of forests that remain in Australia, and there isn't much left. And you see these horrible images of koalas that got trapped in the slash and burn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now koalas are starting to crawl towards the endangered list
mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
There are only so many places that they can live.
Right, right. Yeah. Same thing things are happening everywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They used to talk about McDonald's deforesting for beef.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, if you keep eating meat as much as you eat now, because of the population is increasing,
right,
you have to eat more beef and mm-hmm, meat, mm-hmm. and then you have to have more land to grow their food.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the crop that they grow, corns and wheat and soy, are going to be fed for the animals instead of fed
The
for the
people. That's
people.
right. Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of things. It's just that it's not really logical to me.